All different types of chayim behemis were carved out in his clothing. Who nimsel a nimrod? That was given. He gave it over to Nimrod. Al kein yomer kenidmer gibbutz zayin. So like Nimrod was a gibbutz zayin. He was a good hunter. He had his clothing that had all the animals on it. The Esav horgo, or Esav killed Nimrod. Venotla took it away from Nimrod. The vikachay is zayin. That's why Esav was also in his zayin. The ancient kosebem hachamuda sasherata bebayis. He had the very good clothing. In other words, Esav had Adam Rishon's clothing. That's one shot. Vanisha Mati Racha says, "Begodesh Adam Rishon, haynu ksoynes or shayaloi." It means he had a ksoynes or he had a made out of skin. Ksoynes or that's what he had. Right. Turn around. Shiva Dvorim Mechusim Nayodim are hidden from people. Elohein, Yoyna Misa, nobody knows when he's going to die. That's hidden from you. Yoyna Nechama, you don't know when you're going to have your Nechama. Rashi, Shekolodim, Mosa, Yisnachim, Midagosim. If you have worries, problems, you don't know when your problems will go away. People don't know when the good times will come. That's what Rashi says. Hidden Masha says, people don't know when Mashiach will come. Yoyme Kadin, we don't know how strong it is, Yoyme Kadin that Hashem gives Los Lovoi. Rashi says, the people make mistake in it. Hashem will give us. We don't know how chomer that will be. You don't know what's in your friend's heart. You don't know what he's thinking about. Because if people know, because if people would know what the other person is thinking about, there'll be a bad life. You know what he's thinking about. You'll be able to chap mice everything in business, what he wants to do. You chap mice one the other. That's al chesed Hashem made. We don't know what's in the other person's heart. V'yein adam yodeya b'ma mistaker. A person doesn't know with what he's going to do his business with, how he's going to make a good livelihood from. Yeah. Umalchus beis David, and we don't know malchus beis David is when Mashiach will come. Mosai tachzer, when he'll come back again. Umalchus chayeves mosa tichla. And when would the Malchus Rashi roim? Shakosa boy gvu risho, risho hainu chayeves. We don't know when the Malchus of roim will end. These things we don't know. Tana Rabbonin. Gimel dvorim olu b'machshov liborois. The three things the Kodesh Baruch Hu had in machshov in mind to create. V'yim lo yolo dinu shiyalo. And even if he didn't think about creating it, he for sure had to create it, and the world can't exist without these things. One thing is ala meshias riach. And when a person dies, the body is masriach, gets dissolved, gets disintegrated. That's also a good thing. Rashi says, "Olo mashovin is kaim, otaki he did it." V'yim lo yalo dinu shiyalo. V'yim lo kein lo hoy yodim is kaim. People can't live unless these three things took place. So yasriach, that the body should disintegrate. V'yim lo kein, if not for that, hakroivim hoy matzniin oisim. If the body would always stay the same way, the kroivim wouldn't want to bury him, but rather keep him. V'royin es siren tamad afneim. They'll always have the mace in front of him looking at him. They'll say they have the tsar of a mace. So Hashem made it that the body gets disintegrated, that you forget about him. V'ayta v'yala mace yishtakach min alei. That people forget about a mace also. Now, if you wouldn't forget about it, you'll be in sorrow the same way you are, right? B'shas misa, if you'll stay that way the rest of your life, it'll be terrible. So Hashem made a chesed that we forget about things. You'll forget about the mace. Usually it says it takes 12 months, but after 12 months, we forget about it. The alatfua shatirka, and tfua that gets spoiled. That the tfua, the wheat, has to get spoiled. The drasha shimla kain, hoyabale batim ma'atsrin oisoy mevin ravan oilam. The balabatim would store them up like for 5 years and let everybody starve. And then after 5 years, they'll start selling the wheat for $100 a kernel. So they'll make a good business that way. So Hashem made a chesed that wheat rots away. Therefore, they can't afford to store it up for a long time. They have to get rid of it right away. The Eishayim, some say, Alamat Beya Shiyotze. That's down the Indian of currency of money. Goes out as the currency of money, also something that Kosh created, that's good. The first Shemesh, the is not called the Briya here. This is just out some Metzias, that people have money and they use the money. The other things are all Briya, something was created. That you forget about a mace, that a mace happens, that his Masriach, that the Tfuah gets rotten. The Kur here, just on the Metzias, that there's such a thing as currency of money. Right. Mishnah says, "Mokim shinogu lasos melacha b'tishah b'av oisin." If the meaning of your place is to do melacha on Tisha B'av, you're allowed to do. Mokim Shinogu Shtarlasis, if your minig is not to do malacha, Shtarlasis malacha, ain't oisin. You have to follow the minig of your mokim. Such a locha like that. If the minig of your place is like that, and you live there, you're part of the place, you have to follow the minig. So you now do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Over Chol Mokim, any place, Talmidei Chachamim betayr them. A Talmud Chachim should not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. He should be bottled. And Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, he says, Lo'olam yasa de'matzmei Talmud Chachim. No matter who you are, even though you're a person that does do malacha whole day, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to act like a Talmud Chachim. And don't think you're like a Bagayvenik. No, you're allowed to say that today I'm not going to do malacha, I'm going to act like a Talmud Chachim. Shrashib le'yamina nechzvekira. We don't say look like a Bagayvenik, like a haughty person. V'yamrotza levata rishoy. If you want to, you have a right to be mevatel. We'll see in the Gemara why. So get to do malacha not to solely minhogim. V'omar Shmuel. L'maiser l'alacha, you're solely minhogim. Some people have the meaning to call part of the upper until chatzayis not to do malacha. As after chatzayis, then you could do the malacha, and some people hold up until chatzayis you don't do malacha. Omar Shmuel, the heter to do business is usually a dov rovod. A dov rovod is something that's over that you lose out if you don't do it, just like on Cholomoyd is smuter, who are the natishim of also with smuter. It's usually the heter to do business the same way they do business on Cholomoyd, they do business on Tishim of also. A dov rovod you lose out if you don't do it, that's also a heter. But if not for that, up until Chatzayis, the Chudim Minig is not to do Malacha. But Omar Shmuel, Malacha here means hard work. It doesn't just mean driving a car or lighting a match or putting on the fire. I mean, the easy thing, that's Mutter. It means the hard Malacha, start building or doing something that you shouldn't do to left Chatzayis. Omar Shmuel, Ein Tainis Sibur Bavovel. In Bavovel, there's no Din Tainis Sibur. Elo Tisha B'Av, that's Bavad. The only Chomedika Tainis that we have is only Tisha B'Av. Drashi, ein tainis sibur b'bovel. Hoyel v'ein tzrichin l'gishomim. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, there were times they didn't have rain, and they used to have mamish very strict fast days about to have rain. So in Bovel, they always had rain, they didn't have to have these strict fast days. Im goysim al dover achar. If they made exert for some other reason in Bovel, ein choyme tainis sibur noeg boy. Even though there's a time to fast in Bovel, it doesn't have the chumra of a tainis sibur. What does that mean? Lechem abayjoyim. A tiny sibur, you have to start fasting from the beginning of the night. In other words, you have to eat only the day before, well, I'd like Yom Kippur, and you have to stop eating when it comes nighttime. So tiny sibur has the same halacha. But above all, we don't have these chumris, only Tisha B'Av. Like we do, Tisha B'Av, we don't eat even the nighttime. For less than the malacha, Rashi even this malacha. V'sha'al chumri amur misham. The other chumris you have on a tiny sibur, in Bavel, or Bizman is there, we don't have those chumris, only on Tisha B'Av. So top phase is the kasha. Pirush HaKodesh lechol mebay join for less than b'mlocha. B'shachru l'mur v'sham yim taima. Tisha B'Av heavy me heavy katayna sibur less than b'mlocha. The Kurma is saying that Tisha B'Av is like a tayna sibur. I a tayna sibur is also b'mlocha, and our Mishnah says it's totally in the minig. That if the minig of your place is to do malacha, you are allowed to do malacha. So how could Shmuel say that Tisha B'Av has the chumra of tayna sibur? But he says the yeshmei malachim come on. And tiny sibur b'bavel, I feel b'makom shlei nogu lasas malacha. That even the place where the minig is not to do malacha, Tisha B'Av is the only place that has such a minig. That you don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, this tiniest, that has a din like a tiny sibur. But all of the tiniest is amuter. So the Gemara, lemeimer, you want to tell me the Sava Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, beinash moshe shlo yoser. That if you tell me Tisha B'Av has the chomer, the strictness of a regular tiny sibur, so tiny sibur you can't eat at night, and you have to start eating, you have to stop, even Ben Hashmoshes. So Tisha B'Av should have the same halacha, that Ben Hashmoshes, right after Shkia, already you have to stop eating on Erev Tisha B'Av. For the Gemara Stira, the Yama Shmuel himself said, Tisha B'Av, Ben Hashmoshes, Shalai Muta. Shmuel Shiter is no, even though at night time, Vaday night, you're not allowed to eat, but you should know Ben Hashmoshes, you're allowed to eat. That's what Shmuel holds. So Metzira, how could Shmuel say Tainis Sibur? Tisha B'Av is like a Tainis Sibur, a Tainis Sibur you can't eat Ben Hashmoshes. And here Shmuel says Tisha B'Av you could eat Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes means like after Shkia until it's Vaday Tekach Chovim, we have a suffix when it's called nighttime or not. In the suffix also you can't. The Chitaimim, maybe you want to tell me Ksav Shmuel Tei Shmuel holds called Tainis Sibur. Ben Hashmoshes Shalai Mutter. Maybe Shmuel holds all Tainis Sibur also the same thing. That Ben Hashmoshes Tak with Mutter. Shredding Marvi Anant. Now we learn not like that. Oichlin V'Shoishim B'Joyin. On a Tainis Sibur, you're allowed to eat and drink when it's still daytime. That is the day before the Tainis starts. What does it mean to tell us not? Mashma, only by day you could. What does that mean, lafuki not? Lav lamute ben ashmashat. It means after shkiyon, when we have a suffix, if it's nighttime or not, during that time in alarit. So you see a tiny sibi in alarit. So how could Shmuel say, your Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sibi? If Shmuel holds Tisha B'Av, you'll arit ben ashmashat. So Mar says, light. Maybe it only means to say you're allowed to eat when it's day. When it comes vaday nighttime on a tiny sieve, you're not allowed to eat. And that's all. But ben hashmosh, maybe it's mutter. So therefore it's good, Shmuel says, Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sieve, that both of them are mutter ben hashmosh. For the more name of Messiah, I'll bring you right now to this. Ein ben Tisha B'Av l'yom kippurim. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av, the fast of Tisha B'Av, and the fast of Yom Kippur. Ela shezeh tzveiko yosser. That this suffix, l'churut, means ben hashmoshes of Yom Kippur is usher. You have to stop eating before. V'zeh sveike mutter. Mashenk, and on Tisha B'Av, a suffix is mutter. Is l'churut my sveike? What does it mean here, a suffix, if you're in doubt or not, you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av? What does that mean? My sveike mutter. La ben hashmoshes, l'churut, means that ben hashmoshes, the time where we're in doubt, if it's nighttime or not, that on Tisha B'Av you are allowed to eat, but Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So this will be right to Shmuel that Tisha B'Av you'll not eat ben hashmoshes. You tell us here the kasha that by Yom Kippur, what do you mean to tell me the ben hashmoshes is also ha afilu vada yom oser? The place Yom Kippur you write some on Yom Kippur you have to stop eating even when it's vada yom. Before Shkia you have to stop eating because on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah taisus Yom Kippur. You have to eat on to Yom Kippur. But here is not going to speak Lashmina the Tisha B'Av has to speak the Mutter. It's not true. Avada on Yom Kippur, you have to stop eating even when it's Vada Yom, even before the Ben Hashmosh started. It just tells you Ben Hashmosh is also to tell us that this man Yom holds Tisha B'Av it's Mutter Ben Hashmosh. So we wanted to bring a Raya. The Mosh says, I'll tell you Loi. K'diyam Rav Shisha B'Rei the Ravidi. L'kfi of the Yarcha. A Sofik means is you have a Sofik, which day is Yom Kippur? Or you have a suffix, which day is Tisha B'Av? We don't know when Bezdin made the Rosh Chodesh. Is such a thing, if you have a suffix when Yom Kippur is, you have to be knowing 2 days Yom Kippur. If you have a suffix when Tisha B'Av is, you don't have to keep 2 days. But maybe Avada Tisha B'Av, even the suffix, Ben Hashmoshes, is also. And the Marahochi Nam L'Kfir Yadiyachar. Here also is Megeya, if somebody has a suffix, when is Tisha B'Av? Or somebody has a suffix, when is Yom Kippur? Not the suffix where you live in Chutz Lawrence. But Stam, you're in the Midbar, or you don't b'chlau know when Yom Kippur is, you have a Suffolk, you lost count. You have a Suffolk, when Yom Kippur is it today or tomorrow? So about the Chumrah, and the Yeraisa, Suffolk, Yeraisa, you have to go to Chumrah, and you have to keep 2 days. Ma'ashen came for Tisha B'Av, since it's only with the Rabbanan, you only have to keep 1 day. Like Toysi says, L'kfi of the Yachad, he says, Ein l'farsh going b'nei bovim, she'en yoidim, you can't say just to meet someone in Chutz Loris. But that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, De'inoisim el yoy mechud, Yom Kippur, the Rabbanan weren't mechayv the first 2 days. But that's the question. We always keep 2 days Yom Tiv. How come Yom Kippur you only keep 1 day? So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Rabbanan weren't matriachos to fast 2 days in a row. So therefore we always have Yom Kippur only 1 day. So what does it mean here, a suffix? Halachi perushai. Sveika yosem itim a suffix afil b'Eretz Yisrael. Mosi hukva achodesh going shemala b'midbar. Somebody even there at Yisrael, but he was walking in the midbar and the Pasha didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. When was Rosh Hashanah? So for him, he has a suffix. When it is he has to keep 2 days. Kedin kol srekas di reisam. Di azvinu l'chumra. Like any suffix di reisam, you go l'chumra. That's why here, for Yom Kippur, you have to keep 2 days. That's your di reisam. Mashenka, somebody has a suffix. When Tisha B'Av is, you only have to keep 1 day. So kids, so this will not be a riot to Shmuel. It could be that in a suffix, ben hashmoshes, maybe Tisha B'Av is also. And here's something that you have a suffix b'chal when the day is. You what?
But I thought today.
Doris, this is what the Shmuel holds. For the Loch we hold like Rava. Doris, Rava Darshan. Ubarais, a pregnant lady. Omanikais, an Isha that's after she gave birth and she's nursing. Miss Anais, they have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Umashlimais. And they have to finish the fasting also by. Kederach, Masanus, Umashlimais, Biom Kippurim. The same way you fast on Yom Kippur, that's Midiraisa, the same way they're supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av also. You don't have the Kula, Muberis, and the Manika should not fast on Tisha B'Av. This is the Chomer Dikatainus they have to fast. On the other three Tainuses, if they can't make it, they can eat. But the Tisha B'Av they're supposed to eat.
unless it's Atkonos Nechoshes. Vaitu, Bein HaShmoshes Shelo Yoser. That's Halacha. That Bein HaShmoshes on Tisha B'Av also would not Larid. Avada, we have to stop eating Tisha B'Av before Shkia. You can't wait to eat after Shkia because then it's already Sofik, Bein HaShmoshes. V'chein Nu Amru Mishmeh, the Rabbi Yechon, the same name of Rabbi Yechon also like that. That Avada, Bein HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av, it's also teat. For the Gemara Miyam, Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon had said even as Bein HaShmoshes also, for Yomar Rabbi Yechonon, Tisha B'Av ain't a Ketayna Sibur. Tisha B'Av, he said, is not like a regular Tayna Sibur. My love, didn't Rabbi Yechon mean to say, let the Bein HaShmoshes, to tell her that the Chumrah, that Bein HaShmoshes, if you have in doubt when the night starts, for regular Tayna Sibur, when they used to fast, for rain to come, they had to be Machman not to eat then, but Masha for Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to eat Bein HaShmoshes. Aten mar loit l'mlocha, means to do melocha. The what that on Tayna Sibur you can't do melocha, but on Tisha B'Av here you're allowed to do melocha. But Avada Bein HaShmoshes, you're not allowed to eat even on Tisha B'Av. Mar Tanina, Mokem Shinogu Lassas Melocha B'Tisha B'Av Oysin. Now Mishnah. O Mokem Shinogu Shlo Lassas Sein Oysin. A place where the minig is not to do melocha, you shouldn't do melocha on Tisha B'Av. V'yafilu Rab Shimon Gamliel Lo Yomer Elo Tichi Yosib V'lo Yovid Lamechzik Yura. Even if Shimon Gamliel just said that if somebody sits and doesn't do melocha on Tisha B'Av, he has a right not to do melocha. He doesn't look like a big shot. Avo Meisa Lo Yosir. But nobody asks it. Nobody says it's mamish osim ikir adin to do melocha on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, so this is good. This is the Torah says this. That they were saying now that only of Ben, that only Tainis Sibur, that's what's also to do Melocha. But Tishma Taka has no wisdom to do Melocha. And even our Mishnah that says you shouldn't do it, it's only because of a minig. They're not Mikradin. Mikradin, you're allowed to do Melocha on Tisha B'Av. So tomorrow, El Amai Enik Tainis Sibur, what does it mean that's not like a Tainis Sibur? Did Kashmir, did Tanina, this we learned off in the Mishnah. What do you have to tell me that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainis Sibur? If it only means for Melocha, that's an off in the Mishnah. Hey, so our Mishnah says there's no Issa Melocha on Tisha B'Av. Our Mishnah says there's only a minig. But Mashma, not because of a minig, would be Mutter. So what do you have to tell me that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainis Sibur for Melocha? Pshita, that's not in the Mishnah like that. Ella the Gemara says, what does it mean to say that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainis Sibur? Ella my ain't a Tainis Sibur, let's feel it. Let's feel it, Nila. I mean, you don't have to daven a fourth tefillah on Tisha B'Av. A tefillah nila. Ma'ashenken on a regular Tainis Sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for Gishama, for rain, there used to be a tefillah nila. But on Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven a tefillah nila. For at the Gemara of Omri, Rabbi Yechon, Shittur is, in Brochis, O Levai, she is par lodom kola, kola yom kulay. Rabbi Yechon, it says that any time you have in doubt whether you daven Shimon Esri or not, the Lord will you should daven over again. Because as a klal halavai, your person should daven all day long. Now there's nothing wrong by davening extra tefillahs, according to Rabbi Yechonin. So chur the kasher is, if you're telling me now that a regular Tainis Sibur, there is an inyan to daven a fourth tefillah of Nila. You daven a fourth tefillah of Nila on every Tainis Sibur. So why isn't there such a din to daven that tefillah on Tisha B'Av also? Since Tisha B'Av is a gzum to Tainis, it's something like a Tainis Sibur, in Svari you should have to daven tefillah of Nila in Tisha B'Av also. Talking of Yechon, it says no. Like Talking of Rabbi Yechon is saying that Tisha B'Av is different because of Tefillah's Nila. Why not? You should have to daven according to Rabbi Yechonin. Have the Gemara, Ha'asam Chayva. On a Tainis Sibur, you're Mechoyiv, you have to daven Tefillah's Nila. Ha'acha Rishus, Avad, according to Rabbi Yechonin, if you want to, you could daven Tefillah's Nila. But it's just saying you don't have the Chiyiv to daven Tefillah's Nila. The Chiyiv is only to daven regular three Tefillah's. Nila is only Rishus. The boy is saying another Teretz is, my enik a Tainis Sibur. What do you mean Tisha B'Av is not like a regular Tainis Sibur? Li Asrim v'Yaborim. There are 24. On a regular Tainis Sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain, they used to have 24 brachas in the Shimon Esrei. They added another 6 brachas, l'shem the Tainis for the Geshomim. So these extra 6 brachas in the Shimon Esrei, that we don't have to say on Tisha B'Av. Rapapa says, Rapapa Omar, my enik a Tainis Sibur. What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is not like a chomedik a Tainis Sibur? Means ainu kirishoinus ela kachroinus. It's not like the first ones, only like the last ones. So Rashi says, lav. Here Rashi says that Rapapa Rashi says oimel liolam kiratzakol b'ezek mikoro. The ainu katainis Sibur the yomal ben hashmoshes. It's like a true that Tisha B'Av ben hashmoshes is mutter. Come of lotikshu the Rabbi Yechonin. Of the Tzibur to Rabbi Yechonin, Kemaisa, the other Kamer, Eina Katayna Tzibur Lechumra Kamer. He meant to say it's Lechumra, Vokha Kamer. Eina Kesholosh Rishonis. The Tisha B'Av is not like the other three Tainuses. She'a Mutter Ben Hashmoshes. The other three Tainuses is Mutter Ben Hashmoshes. Mashenkin, Tisha B'Av Tak is Mochomer. That's what he meant to say. Eina Kerishonis. Tisha B'Av is not like the first three Tainuses that we fifth. Losh La'Sar B'Tavis. Or Tainus Esther. Those days Ben Hashmoshes Mutter. Elokach Reinus V'Yasurun. But Tishma rather is like a tiny seabird, as Taka Ben Hashemoshes is also. For the more Meisvei, Ein Ben Tishma of the Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Tishma Ben Yom Kippur, Ela Shezeh Sveiko Yosem. If you have a suffix when Yom Kippur comes out, or the Habba Minu is now going to be, if you have a suffix when Yom Kippur starts Ben Hashemoshes, it's also. The Zeh Sveiko Mutter. Mashikin on Tisha B'Av, if you have a suffix when Tisha B'Av starts, it's mutum. My sveika mutum. What does it mean when a suffix is mutum? Lav ben Hashmoshes shloi. Doesn't it mean that if you have a suffix when Tisha B'Av starts, after Shkia, before Tetzi Chavim, that it's mutatit? So it's a stira to Rabbi Yechonin. Merno, Amr Rashisha, Bred Ravidi, loi. Letzriya diyarcha. Like we said before, if you have a suffix, is today Tisha B'Av or is today Yom Kippur? So if you have a suffix if today is Yom Kippur or not, you have to go to suffix to write it to the Chumrah. But if you have a suffix, if today is Tisha B'Av, you only have to fast one day, not 2 days. Ha'lechol dvarim zeh v'zeh shoven. Mashenkin, for all other things, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur im shoven. So about even though Issa Malach is different, but in the Etzim fasting, they have the same halachas. So Mar Mesana the Rebbe Loza, the Yom Rebbe Loza, Osa loy liyodam sheyoshit etzpa b'mayim b'Tisha B'Av. A person is not allowed to put his hand into water, even into cold water on Tisha B'Av, the same way it's also to put your hands into any water on Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Rechitza, who are done in Yom Kippur also. You're not allowed to put your hands into any water on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. So it's good that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av have the same halachis. But the Gemara may say, I have a kasher on you. We have another din that says, Ein Vein Tisha B'Av L'Tayna Sibur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a regular Tayna Sibur. El Shezeh also Basiyas Malacha. That on Taina Sibur it's also but can't do malacha, v'zeh muta v'asiyas malacha. But on Tishma we gotta do malacha. The mokim shinogu, in a place that it's minig is to do. Holachol devreim, if everything else, zeh v'zeh shoven. That Tishma has the same malacha as like a regular Taina Sibur where you fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain. Now what's the malacha of Taina Sibur? V'ilu gab b'Taina Sibur t'Tanya we learned. Kishomru osa v'chitzom. When we said you're not allowed to wash yourself on a tiny seabur, lo yomru ela kol gufoi. You're just not allowed to take a shower or a bath on a regular tiny seabur. You can't wash your whole body on a tiny seabur of Eretz Yisrael for rain. Av upon of yod of rag of light, but just to wash either your face, your hands, or your feet, that's mutter on a tiny seabur. This is the stereo. If you tell me Tisha B'Av has the same aloha as like a tiny seabur, so how could you say Tisha B'Av has the same aloha like Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, we know you're not allowed to wash your hands at all. And I'm saying now Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av is like a tiny seabur. And a tiny seabur, you are allowed to wash your hands. So it's a stira. What din does Tisha B'Av have? Is Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to wash your hands? Or are you not allowed to wash your hands? Now the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa, Tana Kula Kuli Kitani. The Tani is only bringing down all the coolest one after another.